Some news on the chip shortage front this morning. Taiwan Semiconductor, one of the biggest chip makers, out saying it is boosting its capital expenditure plans aimed at expanding capacity and abating the chip shortage. The shares are up 5.5%. The company, by the way, also announced earnings for its last quarter rose by 16% in net income. And it also set a long-term target of at least 53% for gross margins. Interesting there. But the company says it's going to be spending $40 billion in an attempt to expand its capacity. And by the way, this is one of the main chip makers for Apple. It says average sales growth is going to be 15 to 20% annually. So interesting here, Saz, as we see this attempt by the chip industry to catch up with demand here.
Julia, maybe I've said this before, but I'm generally obsessed with Taiwan Semiconductor. Every single quarter, almost for the past 2 years, this company has come out, generally beaten very big, come out and raised the, how much they're spending to sustain a leadership position in this industry. I mean, $40 billion, a $10 billion increase in CapEx compared to last year, that is major money that will likely further solidify their lead in this industry. You know, Intel, by comparison, is only slated to spend about $25 billion to $28 billion over the next few years to further solidify its position in the chip industry. If you're an investor in this space, one, I think a takeaway from this report is Apple probably had a pretty good quarter. Taiwan Semiconductor, a big supplier to Apple. And number two, February 17th, put that day in your calendar. That is Intel's Investor Day. I wouldn't be shocked if they come out here and even commit more or just billions of dollars more in capital to further build out what it's doing there in its own business.
You know, I just want to expand on a couple of points there. You know, Apple may be one of the reasons that Taiwan Semiconductor is doing this. You know, if one of your biggest customers, if not your biggest customers, come into you and saying, we are losing out on sales because we don't have the chips that we need, you're probably more likely to spend that money to increase capacity. And the other issue is this problem right now is not necessarily getting better. There was a really interesting stat cited by Bloomberg this morning, which was looking at Susquehanna Financial Research. Delivery times for chips up by 6 days to 25.8 weeks in December compared with November. According to Susquehanna, that's the longest wait time since they started tracking that data back in 2017. So all of this talk about this stuff's going to start to get better in 2022. If you look at numbers like that, it's not getting better yet, right? And so on this news, we're going to watch some of the other chip equipment makers here in the U.S. We've got Applied Materials, we've got KLA Tencor, and we could be seeing a broader ripple effect for the broader semiconductor industry as well when you get an announcement like this that does imply that there is continued strong demand, Saz.
And I'll quickly add, Julie, we've been covering this meltdown in software stocks in large part because of the rise in the 10-year yield. But this quarter at Taiwan Semiconductor should be a reminder that the fundamentals of many software companies, many tech companies remain very strong. And what we've just seen is a contraction in price to earnings multiples. The fundamentals of these companies remain very, very impressive.